Alright, everyone, it's that time again! Pale Car Nations. So let's get started. Alright, take your cock out. What? You can't be serious. I knew she was 100% serious, but how else could I respond? By doing what she asked? Yeah, right. Let me see what's going on here. Alright. What's the problem? You'll be expected to use that thing from time to time to perform your duties for the club. Gah. Fuck it. I'm in this thing, right? I'll get paid as long as I do as they ask. Consider me surprised. I wasn't expecting a cock like that from a boy like you. Doesn't match your face, which is a plus. Some people pay a lot for that kind of contradiction. You're already so hard, too. At least I know one of these pig whores managed that, but we're going to find out which one. Miss Pullman's cold grip on my cock had me choking out words. I was afraid to ask, but... How are you planning to do that? Ugh! I'm glad you asked, Grim. With relative ease, Miss Pullman pulled me into a sweltering embrace of her alabaster bosom. The moment my nose made contact with that supple volley of flesh, I knew I had been ensnared just like in the limo. That perfume-like aroma that I had just last night left me painfully aching for release long after Kathleen had departed had once again found its home in my nostrils. It wasn't as thickly pungent as last time, but it nevertheless did the same trick all at once. Every thought had emptied from my head, leaving only an animalistic urge behind. Shit. Fuck. Bitch! As the moments passed with her holding me there, I was drowning in a wave of uncontrollable vulgarity. It took all the willpower in my body not to shove Kathleen to the floor and ravage her then and there. You're practically clawing for release by now, aren't you? Nah, just jerk it, you bitch! Now, is that any way to talk to your boss? No matter, I forgive you. This is dangerously potent stuff, after all. A large dose of it could actually drive you insane. What is this shit? To put it simply, it's a very powerful aphrodisiac. It sends your body into overdrive, ramps up your testosterone levels, bays your neurotransmitters and dopamine, removes all sense of inhibition. By the way, did talk to the dev. This game was totally inspired by Starless. Yes. We are literally playing the AVN version of Starless, and he said he wants to, you know, he's definitely doing his own thing with it, and he might even take it further. Who knows? We have no idea where this is going. And this is the best part. It sends your gonads into overproduction. Fuck you, that's not a real thing. Can you argue with what's happening to your body right now? I sure as shit couldn't. Everything she was saying had to be true. My brain felt like it was turning into liquid. Fucking magma after all. It's best you get used to this as fast as possible. You become well acquainted with it. With those words, she began to slowly jerk her hand back and forth, giving me a cruel taste of the release I maddeningly craved. Of course, her gentle undulation wasn't nearly enough. You would think whatever this perfume is would have me on a hair trigger, but it paradoxically had me feeling that I'd never come. I was feeling an immense swelling in my loins, one that, despite my intense arousal, seemed eons away from relief. Faster, 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 you hag! My hand, with a mind of its own, roughly grabbed at my tormentor's breast in an attempt to convince her to increase the pace. Instead, she simply grabbed me by the wrist and reprimanded me like I was a child. Naughty, but I forgive you. Don't touch me again, though. I'll give you a hand, but I'm not the one you should be focusing your lusts on here. Fuck this slag. All she has is words, and I need to come now. Look in front of you. See these whores brazenly sticking their tits out all for the mere chance of money? You're twisted, you know that, bitch? Ah, this one's got a real mouth on her, doesn't she? I bet you'd love to drive that throbbing cock down her yapping bitch maw. This is getting weird. Or how about the other one? Miss Long. Ugh, fuck, fuck. The grip on my dick tightened and the pace intensified as Miss Pullman ramped up on her verbal skewering. Do you prefer those thick, meaty thighs and huge ass? Imagine hot-dogging yourself between those cheeks. My brain was cooked. All that was escaping my mouth in between ravenous oxygen-starved gasps of breath was unintelligible garbage. Get down on your knees. Keep your hands behind your head and your tits out. You're not going to. You said you'd do anything, remember? Get the fuck down on your knees, pig. Whatever. Now, which one will it be, Grim? Which of these miserable sows do you want to paint with your seed? Will it be Miss Long or Miss Lynch? I'll take whoever you choose as your answer for who to hire. At this point, there was nothing upstairs but a raw, animalistic desire to rut. I didn't give a fuck about the competition or what I was coming on. I just had to come, desperately. I'm there! There was no time, so I ejaculated on... Oh, man. I wonder what happens if you go to her path. Part of me really wants to do that. I might play this game again, and I rarely do that with these games. Fuck, shit! The next thing I knew, my head was engulfed in a suffocatingly fuzzy feeling, and my eyesight short-circuited, plunging my mind into an abyss of purging white. I was ejaculating harder than I ever had before with a dizzying intensity that almost made me lose my breakfast. Take it, you slut! Holy shit! Despite coming more in my life than ever before, my dick remained hard as titanium, but thankfully my good sense was returning to me. Looks like you made your decision. Aren't you flattered, Miss Lynch? Fuck off, you bat. That was disgusting. After cleaning up, the girls returned to their chairs as if nothing happened while I wallowed in shame and mine. Well, that was an interesting distraction, but hardly a decisive measure. You gotta be shitting me, all that was just for fun? Well, both of you wanted badly enough, and you both seem to follow commands well. I'm satisfied either of you could help us have a very entertaining summer for the club, but alas, only one of you can be chosen. After all, we only need 3 girls, and only 1 spot remains. I've got it. Tomorrow night, you ladies will get a taste of what's to come. We'll hold an unofficial exhibition, a contest to determine which of you will be our lucky carnation number 3. How does that sound? Like we have much of a choice. That's a good way of looking at it, actually. Will you be here at 7 p.m., Miss Long? I will. I'll do anything. You'll be there too, Grim. Yeah, I figured. Good, see yourself out. I've got a couple of things left to discuss with the girls here. Happily, I'm glad that this bizarre meeting is over. Whatever she has planned for tomorrow, be damned. I'll deal with it then. On my way out, I ran into a certain familiar face. That's Rosalind! Oh, Rosalind! That was the one that Romeo was fond of. Hello, Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner, she's already been chosen for the club. She could probably drop that now. Good afternoon, Rose. What brings you here today? I tried my best to sound normal, but that witch's perfume still had its devilish hands all over me. Mr. Burns had asked me to deliver some test results. Test results? Aren't you getting a little too old to be... Excuse me. Let's try that one again. Aren't you a little old to be taking a test? I groaned internally at my terrible joke. STI test results. Christ, what else could she have meant, you idiot? How about you? I guess you decided to work here? I guess it was just too good of a deal to pass up. That makes sense. After the extremely shallow well of small talk had dried up, the two of us stood there fidgeting in silence. I should probably do both of us the favor of releasing us from this social standstill, but part of me... Say, do you have some free time? If you do, I was thinking maybe, do you want to get some coffee with me? Ooh. Rosalind suddenly transitioned to a look of surprise. Like a date, you mean? Just two people getting coffee. Why not? I have an hour to kill. Do you know a place close by? I have a place in mind. I'll drive? I don't have a car, so if you prefer not to walk, please. The drive to Cafe Luca. See, I like that all the ladies drive the men in these games. The drive to Cafe Luca carried on in relative quiet, with both of us filling the gaps of silence where we could with simple small talk. All the while, I remained under the lust-charged side effects of Kathleen's aphrodisiac perfume. I was thankful when we finally reached Cafe Luca, the open air being kinder to my condition than the cramped confines of Rosalind's car. Or so I thought. Ugh, this might have been a mistake. The whole time we were waiting to order, my eyes remained glued on Rosalind, indelicately tracing the curves of her body. I did my best not to make it obvious and failed miserably. Finer points of subtlety aren't in my repertoire to begin with, let alone in this heightened state of arousal. All I could hope is she'd interpret my wandering eye line as an innocent attraction instead of the depraved eye-fucking it really was. Ahem! This is a cute place. You come here a lot? Oh, it's one of my study spots. What are you studying? Physics. That's incredible. You must be really smart to study something like that. Well, there's all kinds of smarts, right? For me, if it's not on the test, I'm a moron. You wouldn't believe my lack of common sense. Try me. Just the other night, I dumped a pot of boiling water into a colander, straight onto the kitchen floor. Totally didn't register that I wasn't standing over the sink. Phew. Everyone's a little absent-minded occasionally. Try all the time. Oh, shoot. All it took was a simple accident to get my mind back on the topic of sex. Well, she's showing what she brings to the table. Just like that, vulgar images carpet bomb my brain. Boobs, 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 boobs. Thoughts of Rosalind strapped into an industrial-grade milker. Feebly struggling to endure unending discomfort as her reddened, milk-spouting nipples chafed under the unfeeling mechanical assault. Damn. Yep, he definitely enjoyed Starless. Jesus, what the fuck? It's like all I can think about is sex. Boobs, boobs, boobs. No. Not just normal sex, either. Some real, weird, fucked-up shit, too. What I wouldn't give to just dive headfirst into those sweater puppies. To knead and assault them. To pinch and prod. I wonder just what kind of sweet cries Rose would make. It reminds me of Jerry the King Lawler. He used to say, "Puppies!" I don't even think you can do that anymore in wrestling. They throw you out and call you misogynist. Smack. Stop perving out, you idiot. Huh? What was that sound? Just accidentally kicked my chair. Oh, okay, now where were we? So, how about you? What do you do? I'm an office assistant, but would you believe I never actually held a serious job until this year? I married straight out of college, did the homemaker thing for most of my adult life. So, you're married? I don't know why that should surprise me, considering the club's focus on older women. Only technically, the bastard and I are separated now. Oh, he's referred to as the bastard. Her shift in expression when talking about her marriage was the only red flag I needed to avoid that landmine. She clearly doesn't want to talk about it. I should change the subject, I think. What do you do for fun? You mean, do I have any hobbies? Nothing interesting, of course. A particular detail from today's interview, if you call it that, sprung to mind. Both Lucy and Veronica found their way to the club via a sponsor. If I recall correctly, she mentioned a relief fund when we first met. I've got a question. If it's too personal to answer, I understand. Just ask it. I'm still learning about the club and how it works. How'd you find out about it? You said something about a relief fund? Yeah. The Eden Women's Relief Fund. You haven't heard it? No, I don't think I have. It's one of those charities you can donate to when you're checking out at the grocery store. They have a pretty broad mission, helping women in need. They do all sorts of things. Help single mothers in debt secure low-interest loans. Help transition domestic abuse survivors to living independently. Help pay for rehab for women with substance abuse problems. Those kinds of things. I see. Sounds like an amazing charity. But how does it connect to the club? Miss Pullman, Kathleen, she's the fund's chairwoman. She manages and directs the foundation. Holy moly! This woman may be almost as bad as Mari, because she actually works with all these really disgruntled women, putting them through absolute hell. Wow! You gotta be kidding me. That piece of work is the head of a charity? Piece of work? What do you mean? She's got more than a few screws loose. You're telling me she didn't parade you around nude, berate and humiliate you, maybe use you as a piece of furniture? Heavens no, why would she do all of that? The only time we met, she told me my circumstances put me low on the relief fund's priority list, but that there was a way for me to jump ahead.
Uh-oh.
Then I met with Mr. Beaufort a few times, and then you, and here we are. Mr. Beaufort? Ah, she means Killian. I haven't heard anyone call him that, ever. I see. Does that answer your question? It did. Thank you, Rose. What do you do for fun?
Nothing interesting.
You probably make fun of me.
Tell me I won't laugh, I promise. I like to watch those Hallmark shows where the man has this company and this woman, she comes out of nothing, and he decides to leave his $1 million company to be with the woman who comes out of nothing, and they do nothing together, and somehow he just... I don't know. It's such an old spinster thing to do, though. I like watching Hallmark.
What is it? I guess you could call couponing a hobby.
Oh, Lord. There's a lot of women that do that around that age.
Look, I'm just being honest, ladies. Come on now. Grandma, she saved all her coupons. Hold on. I've got a coupon. This is 50 cents off this mouthwash. It says right here, 50 cents off. And this one here for this detergent, it's $2.25 off.
Look, Grandma saved some money like that. I'm gonna be real with you.
What, like those crazy people on TV? You said you wouldn't make fun of me.
Sorry.
Couponing, huh? Don't knock it. You can save a lot of money being thrifty. When the purse strings are tight, it helps. Plus, it's meditative. Just you, a piping hot cup of coffee, and a pair of scissors. There's a cathartic quality to cutting things out, okay? Do you do anything else?
I like to run sometimes, but a lot of people do.
So hold on, let me get this straight, lady. When you go home from a hard day of working, wherever you go, whatever you do, rather, you like to pull out some coupon books and just get to clipping, and that's what you do from the time you get home to the time you put your head on the pillow for the night. That's it. I mean, of course, shower and all that, but I don't know. I don't think I could do it. But a lot of people said, but you play video games. Okay, that's fine. Maybe her couponing is akin to my video games. That's fair. I'm not going to knock other people's excitement. The thought of Rosalind in a sports bra, chest heaving from overexertion, skin glistening with a coat of sweat. Yep, that reminds me of old times. No, bad Grim! Stop it!
I may say that on the show sometime.
Rosalind's body language had suddenly taken a shift.
I can't help but notice, Mr. Turner.
She had shifted from being laid back to tripping over her words.
What? What is it?
What are you...
Shh, relax.
Rosalind had started a game of footsie from across the table. Under the best of circumstances, having a beautiful woman's foot pawing at my inner thigh would be exciting. But with where my headspace was at, I can't help but notice you've been staring at my breasts all afternoon.
Well, to be absolutely fair, they're there. You can't help but not look at them. Like, even if I'm looking at your face, your breasts are like, they're there. I mean, if you were in a room of 1,000 people, well, maybe 1,000 people. If you were in a room of 100 people, I think somebody would notice, wow, she's got some rather large cans. I mean, let's just be honest here. And he wouldn't be wrong. That's a horrible thing to say. Well, if there's a man with a giant penis who's hanging out, you'd say, wow, good Lord, look at the size of that guy. I mean, am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Shit, I knew she noticed, but I didn't expect her to openly call me on it. Apologize, it's the only thing I can do. I'm sorry, it's inexcusable, really, No, it's fine. I don't mind you staring.
Well, great! I'm glad.
I mean, dude, she's playing footsie with you across the room. I'm pretty sure she's not upset about you looking at her tits.
Good Lord. Come on, man. Use the head on above, not the one below.
The one below should be distracted, so you can use the one above. Well, sometimes it don't work like that. A man's brain goes to mush.
Bringing my mind back to the action happening beneath the table. And there is some real hardcore predator-level action happening underneath that table right now.
Rose suddenly brushed the arch of her foot across the tent I was pitching in my pants.
All right, fellas, time to make camp!
Right, she's the one coming on to me right now. Never mind her calling me out. Still, you gotta be kidding me. I'm seeing more action this week than I have had all year. Oh my, did I make you like that?
Yes, ma'am, you did. And I thank you. But we're gonna have to do something about this, because I'm like that.
Well, the real answer to that question is actually no. That sadistic hag is the reason it's like this, but I'll be damned if I'm telling Rose that an old lady got me hard over an hour ago. In a normal, less unusual situation, it's not like she'd have a problem getting me going.
What? Can't you tell?
I thought so. I have no idea where this was coming from. I think she wants to do more than couponing. Truth be told, I was a little surprised she accepted my invitation for coffee in the first place.
Oh, come on. You're a younger man. She's a slightly older woman. I mean, it works like that. That's a thing that happens.
I mean, hell, we've had women getting in trouble with much younger men. And that shouldn't...
Boys. That's the problem. Remember that whole show I did?
Oh, yeah, I'm still sticking to that. That young man is ruined for life. I'm sure he is. I don't think there's anything that he can come back with on that one. But, yeah, this is a thing that happens, guys. Older women, slightly younger men. Tale as old as time. I'm not stupid enough to think a mature adult woman like Rosalind would be interested in a college kid like me. I mean, would she? And if she was, the approach is weird. What's going on? Who cares? Just roll with it. Who gives a damn about the why? The important part is the is. What she is doing is currently flirting with me. Let's not throw gum in those works by overthinking things, eh? It feels so large and stiff, like it's struggling to break out. Doesn't it hurt? Actually, yeah.
A lot of women don't know this, but erections can fucking hurt when they get real hard. I don't think ladies realize that. A little, yeah. Oh, poor baby. I wish I could do something to help. You know what? I think you're wrong there. I think you can do something to help. Oh, shoot. I gotta go or I'll be late.
You're kidding me!
Was she just having fun at my expense? You're leaving just like that? You were making fun of me, right? That's what this was. Oh no, I wasn't. I really do like you, sweetie. You're cute. Honestly, I don't normally do things like that, but I'm trying to live differently. I really didn't mean to take it that far, but it was so, so much fun. Whoop. I hope you'll forgive me, Mr. Turner. Smooch. Now I really have to run. Thanks for the coffee. Left alone with my coffee in a serious case of blue balls. I was finding Rosalind, a woman difficult to qualify. I've got to do something about what's happening in my pants. I had a little time to kill before dinner with my mom, so that's exactly what I did. Yeah, those ladies did the trick, didn't they? There she is, Rosalind. Hey, da-da-da. I lost myself on a cool, damp night. I gave myself in to that misty light. I was hypnotized by a strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine. You play better than you sing, you know. I sing better than you, asshole. You play better, too. I never took the lessons seriously, but you... You really threw yourself into them. Hardest I've ever seen you work. It was a lot of fun, not to sound gay, but... The memories of Vicky teaching us to play are my best. She had a lot of patience, that's for sure. Are you sure it wasn't because she was your first crush? It wasn't like that. Really? You sure acted like it when we were kids. I remember a pair of panties she had left lying on the washer. Shut up. It's called going through puberty, you ass. Relax. I'm just teasing you. Hey, boys. Dinner's ready. Miss Turner, how long have you been standing there? About the time you mentioned my panties. Sorry, didn't mean to eavesdrop, but I was enjoying the sight of you two together at the piano. Now let's say we eat while it's still hot. Sound good? Thanks for the meal, Miss Turner. It was a gesture Ian had made hundreds of times. It's something he'd always do before he'd eat here, be it breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Back when he was a well-behaved, polite kid. I think he still might be. Don't thank me until you've tasted it, Ian. He might be a bit of a player, but he's still got manners. Dinner turned out nice, with good food and warm company. Turned out Mom had run into Ian by happenstance at the farmer's market earlier in the day and had invited him to join us. It was nice to have him there. Killian on his best behavior reminded me of simpler days that I took for granted. I'm going to draw myself a bath. You boys don't get into too much trouble while I'm away, okay? When have we ever gotten into trouble, Vicky? Ha, you should be a comedian, Ian. That, or you should be a shit salesman. You know, it's a shame you didn't get her good humor, Grim. What are you talking about? I'm a funny guy. I'll give you this. You try. Yeah, whatever, jerk. So, are you excited for the trial exhibition tomorrow? This question had caught me off guard, thinking back at that video I watched. Assuming it's going to be anything like that, to have him openly ask about it, as casually as asking about going to a concert, felt unreal.
My old soldier, I thought I'd never see you again!
Curious, to say the least. I couldn't hide from a simple fact. Deep down, part of me reveled in the debauchery shown on that video. As far away from my quiet student life, it was exciting. I'm interested, to say the least. Really? That's great. I was afraid you'd be slow to come around. I'm not on Team Gangbang yet, mind you. Still, if I'm gonna survive working there, I'm gonna need to learn to be flexible with my hang-ups. Psh, are you for real? You even look at sex parties clinically. Will you be there too? Of course, I love those things. It's not just me either. Uncle Chuck is sure to be there. He never misses one. I haven't seen him since high school. It blows my mind that he's got a hand in this. So I'm sure he's got more of a hand. I think he might have a dick in it as well. He seems so respectable. Ha! You mean to say he's a dirty old man? You should just call him that when you see him. He just died. That old bastard cultivates this upstanding man of science bullshit, but he's a tired and true philanderer at heart. He got you into this club business? Yup, my membership was a present for my 18th birthday 3 years ago. I fell into working there not too long after that. It's more fun to be on that end of things. The liberties you take with the girls don't cost you for one. You shouldn't say things like that so shamelessly. What? Why shouldn't I? To thine own self be true. Anyway, tomorrow should be interesting. Cat always cooks up some fun games. You want anything? No, I'm good, thanks. You have any idea what's gonna happen tomorrow? Nope. Cat's got a deep bag of tricks, though. It's pretty much an owned talent of hers, coming up with colorful ways to make perverts salivate. She's twisted is more like it. No argument here. She's got August and Uncle Chuck beat at least. Probably not Warren, though. That guy. Well, I'd stick closer to Jacob if I were you. What does that mean? Just that if you ever need security for something, Jacob is the more delicate of the two. Why would I ever need to go to security? It doesn't happen often, but if a club member steps out of line with one of the girls, what constitutes as out of line? You'll know it if you see it. The lines of acceptable behavior get blurred against the backdrop of all the sex, but they're there. Throw a bunch of rich assholes who think they're untouchable in the mix and you have a powder keg. Kathleen will have you believe your primary role is keeping the girls in line and working, but your true job is always their well-being. Look out for them, man. This place ain't easy. That's surprisingly compassionate for Ian. Thanks, Ian. What for? The way you put it makes me feel like I can do this job without becoming a heartless asshole. Click! Streak! The opening of the bathroom door cut our candid conversation about the club short. You boys want to stay for a movie? I'd love to, Mrs. Turner. Yeah, why not? What's on the marquee for the night? I'm feeling like a little falchy. How about you, boys? That sounds good to me. I'll defer to the majority then. It's always Italian. Great, I'm gonna go get my pajamas on first and then I'll join you. After the movie, Ian was kind enough to drive me home. In spite of the insanity earlier in the day, dinner with Mom and Ian proved to be a nice conclusion for the day. Tomorrow night, that insanity resumes. But talking with Ian did alleviate some of my anxiety about my role at the club. As long as I think of my role as keeping the girls safe, I might be able to rationalize what I'm going to be party to. And maybe I won't feel so bad about enjoying it either. Anyway, it's late, and I should get to bed. Okay, guys. So, this is where we're gonna end it for right now. Yeah, we're gonna give you the full crazy event next week. It's gonna be crazy. I know it's gonna be crazy, because I know what the inspiration is. Just because we can't do Great Deceiver right now doesn't mean we can't give you some fucked up shit anyway. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Pale Carnations. Stay tuned, guys.